Welcome to the Rosetta Health Podcast Series. Today we're speaking with Phil Beckett, the interim CEO at HASA, the community HIE for the North, South, and West Texas regions, and he's going to discuss the current state of health data exchange and why he will be participating in the Rosetta Health Community Booth at HIMSS 2019. And Phil, how are you doing today?
Good afternoon. It's good to catch up with you again. I'm doing well, thank you.
Likewise. Yeah, likewise. Thank you so much for joining us once again. Here we are. It's HIMSS time. It's amazing how quickly a year has passed. And before we talk about HIMSS, if you don't mind, can you just remind our listeners about HASA and its mission?
You bet. Yeah, no, looking forward to HIMSS. It's always exciting to see everybody and all the new things that are going on and interact with that. At HASA here, you know, we're a regional health information exchange. Our focus, really, our mission is still around those triple aims of how do we improve the experience of healthcare, reduce the cost, and improve outcomes. And, you know, I often tell our team, our board, our customers, and unless we change behavior and change the way things happen, then just sharing data, we really haven't done anything. We're not going to change outcomes. We're not going to better health if you know, at the end of the day, us as patients, us as consumers, don't change our habits. So really trying to think, you know, push our edge further forward, closer to that consumer, and really driving that. I think, you know, we really see our value in delivering data appropriately to consumer of data, whether that's a physician, a hospital, you know, population health expert, someone in a not-for-profit community resource, or the patient themselves. And how do we get that to them in a way that's valuable, not all the data they don't need, just the data that they do need, the data that they want, and in a way that can help drive those changes in behavior that do improve outcomes that align with our mission.
That's great. Great insights there. And also, Phil, too, your role has changed at HASA over the past year. Tell us about that and tell us about any new efforts you all have going on over there at HASA.
It has. Thanks, Matt. Yeah. So HASA, our CEO, is retired now, and the board has asked me to be in the interim CEO role. I'm hoping to get that permanent position. So I'm both acting CEO and candidate CEO here. So, you know, really hoping that happens. Very excited. You know, my focus is really around getting value to our existing customers, making sure that they really get the maximum out of the HASA data, the HASA connection, and that building relationships around the state, thinking of Texas-wide, although we're regional HIE, we work with the other HIEs in the state, the other organizations in the state, really looking at this, which kind of comes to our community effort at HIMSS as well. But I really do see that. So working with everyone involved in healthcare and wellness in Texas to try and grow that out. And then the other, you know, thing, again, this has been a long-term focus, I think a challenge nationally, but how do we find a value proposition for physicians? You know, what really makes this health information exchange useful to docs in large group practices and small practices, independent physicians, one or two physicians, how do we get them part of this? This is where most of us get our healthcare. They're a hole in our data at the moment. How do we get them on board? It has to be value to them. So those are really my key focuses over this next year or so.
Excellent. Excellent. So if you don't mind, let's shift real quick and let's talk about your work with Rosetta Health, obviously long-term partner with HASA there. Any new updates or any new perspective on your work with Rosetta Health?
You know, and a segue from what we were just talking about with the physicians, Rosetta Health has some great tools for enabling low cost or even zero cost connections to small physicians' practices. An easy drop tool enables us to go to a physician practice, just drop that in locally, and it starts sending or receiving data from that practice. So it really reduces both the implementation time and the costs and the overhead associated with that. So I'm really looking forward to a 2019 with Rosetta Health being a strategic partner and growing with us to onboard hundreds, maybe thousands of physicians here in 2019.
Oh, that's fantastic. And then speaking of 2019, you're going to be participating in the Rosetta Health Community Booth at HIMSS this year. And I think we talked about this a little bit last year, and you gave some great insights about the value of the community when it comes to health data exchange. So we'd love to hear your thoughts on that again. And also, what do you hope to accomplish at the conference this year?
Yeah, no, I appreciate being part of the community, the Rosetta Health Community Booth. Really enjoyed it last year. it gives a perspective to others around HIMSS who come in to see us. You know, we in that one booth, there's these different tools, different perspectives, different services, and the way it can all work together. You know, I long believe that we're all part of this healthcare ecosystem. No one has 100% of it, and we've got to work together in symbiotic ways that really drive the improvements. And I think, you know, through that working together and showing that, I would really like to see this concept grow at HIMSS, you know, where more and more of us together, hey, this is a full, well, kind of like, I guess I think of the interoperability showcase. I was part of that years and years ago. You bring different vendors together to show sort of digitally how you can connect things. I would love to see this Rosetta Health Community booth grow, not from a necessarily from a technology, you know, how does the plumbing on the back end work, but how by working together, what have we shown that made a difference in healthcare and communities around the United States, how we can drive that, removing duplication, driving efficiencies, best of breed, how we can really bring value. And I think for me, you know, there's big national incentives happening or have been happening, Care Quality Commonwealth, e-health exchange. You know, as HASA, we're working with Rosetta Health again to onboard to those organizations. I think they play a vital role, again, a part of this community in exchanging data. I'm excited to see where FHIR is, how we can lighten the weight of connectivity. Again, comes back to, you know, our goals as HASA is how do we connect small physician practices? How do we keep that as lightweight and as easy as possible? I think also just to, you know, catch up with what's new. What am I missing? You know, what talk to others in similar positions. What are they doing? What's working? What's not working? So that we can learn from the good and avoid the mistakes. So, again, appreciate you having me part of the community booth there and excited for it. It's just in a couple of weeks now.
Yeah, it is.
In Orlando.
That's right. It's coming up fast. It's a lot earlier this year, which was kind of a surprise for everybody that's doing their HIMSS planning. It's coming up pretty fast, but it all seems to be lining up very nicely. And, you know, Phil, it's always a pleasure speaking with you. Love all of your insights. Before we sign off today, is there anything else to add or anything we may have missed?
I don't think so, Matt. I just hopefully, you know, lots of people come visit us at the booth and come ask questions, come share ideas. Come join the team and be part of the community. Excited to be there.
Perfect. Well, what a great way to end this interview. And for all of our listeners, you just heard an exclusive Rosetta Health podcast interview with Phil Beckett, the interim CEO at HASA, which is the community HIE for North, South, and West Texas. And Phil was kind enough to share his insights on the current state of health data exchange, provide updates on his organization, and also share insights into why he is participating in the Rosetta Health Community booth at HIMSS 2019. And Phil, as always, thanks for your time today.
My pleasure. Thank you, Matt.
Lucky Land Casino, asking people, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
Lucky? In line at the deli, I guess?
Aha, in my dentist's office. More than once, actually.
Do I have to say?
Yes, you do.
In the car, before my kids' PTA meeting.
Really?
Yes.
Excuse me, what's the weirdest place you've gotten lucky?
I never win and tell.
Well, there you have it. You can get lucky anywhere, playing at LuckyLandSlots.com. Play for free right now. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.